Jacka News, you need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow 16:24, Johannesburg 15:24, and then Polokwane 15:26.
On the roads, this just in Alberton, there's been an accident on the R59 South. It's on the off-ramp to Swartkoppies Road. The traffic is backed up there already. And in Limbo Park, there's been an accident on the N3 North just before the Marlborough Drive exit. The traffic is moving very slowly from Sandton side.
The Springboks call-up island-based Jean Klein as injury ends Nokia's tour, and Kylian Mbappe left out of the front squad for the November internationals.
The Free State Department of Health has confirmed the hospitalization of at least 45 pupils in Bloemfontein over suspected food poisoning. Free State Health spokesperson Montli Mvambi urges parents of learners from Ihobe Primary School to take their children to hospital if they show signs of food poisoning. Pupils reportedly consume chocolate from vendors at the school. Here is Mvambi.
They are suffering from stomach cramps. 45 of them were taken to Pelonomi Hospital. And as you would understand, they are coming in drips and drabs because when this incident was recognized at the school, some other parents came to take their children home. But when they are at home, children complicate and then they bring them to the hospital.
Then to politics. ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula hit back at SACP General Secretary Solly Mapahila. Mapahila has been a vocal critic of the ANC's decision to work with the DA in a government of national unity. Here he is at Tuesday's PopCrew event.
The ANC must never want to recolonize our country through the back door. We will never accept any recolonization in whatever form it takes.
Anastasi Mokobu has more.
In a recent PopCrew meeting, Mapahila accused prominent ANC leaders, including President Cyril Ramaphosa, Deputy President Paul Mashatile, and Mbalula, of trying to silence his criticism of the DA's inclusion in the GNU. Mbalula says while the ANC cannot dictate the Communist Party's attitude to the GNU, differences within the alliance should be managed internally.
We remain committed to addressing differences constructively.
He says the ANC will be meeting with the SACP to clarify whether Mapahila comments are official alliance views or his own. Anastasia Mukhobu for Jacaranda FM News.
And the police stabilization task team deployed to Susranguve north of Tswane has registered more than 200 successes since its inception nearly 6 months ago. The team, which comprised specialized units like the flying squad, canine unit and rapid response teams, is tasked with preventing and combating crime in the area. Standing in for the Tswane District Police Commissioner, Brigadier Solomons listed some of the breakthroughs.
Murder 1, defeating the ends of justice 1, possession of ammunition 2, hijacking and kidnapping 3, recovered stolen motor vehicles that was found abandoned 40, possession of stolen trucks 3, kidnapping 1.
And finally, celebrity endorsements of politicians and political parties have shown minimal effect on polling results in this year's U.S. presidential elections. And we were curious about this, so we asked PR consultant Amanda Moropa what she thinks. And she says it's difficult to say for sure just how much influence celebrities really have.
Measuring the impact of celebrity involvement during elections can be very complex. At the end of the day, experts consider factors like increased voter turnout, social media engagement, and changes in public opinion polls.
En Marlene Forsie, net weer die hoofnuus die uur. In Bloemfontein word ouers aangeraai om kinders hospitaal toe te neem indien hulle enige tekens van voedselvergiftiging toon.
What's up, it's Ariana Grande.
Hey, it's me, Justin Bieber.
I'll settle for the ghost of you.
Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
Well, good for you, you look happy and healthy.
You know it's more music you love on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM, the station that sounds like you.